إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. Then indeed, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with praises, exaltations that indeed only He is worthy of. And we begin by sending His salawat and His salamat, His blessings and His peace upon the last and final messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam wa ba'd. Now, ya ayyuhal ikhwan wa akhawat, and indeed Allah jalla wa ala, He says in a hadith qudsi, يا عبادي إنكم تخطئون في الليل والنهار وأنا أغفر الذنوب جميعا فاستغفروني أغفر لكم. Said, يا عبادي, O my slaves, O my servants, indeed إنكم تخطئون ليلا ونهارا في الليل والنهار. O my servants, you make mistakes. You sin during the day and you sin during the night. وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. And indeed, I forgive all of the sins. وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. I forgive all of the sins. فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. Seek my repentance. Seek repentance from me and I will forgive you. يَا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ, O slaves of Allah, إن الله سبحانه وتعالى قد فتح باب التوبة لعباده. O slaves of Allah, indeed Allah has opened the doors of forgiveness for His servants. ولا يغلق هذا الباب إلا إذا طلعت الشمس من مغربها. When the brothers move up, بارك الله فيكم, so people coming in have room to sit down. الله يبارك فيكم, الله يجزيكم خيرا. This door of forgiveness, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, will not be closed, as Sheikh Fawzan, he says, until the sun rises from the west. أو بلغت الروح الغرغرة, or until your soul reaches your throat and it's about to leave your body. Until that time, the door of forgiveness is open for every man, for every woman, for every Muslim and for every kafir. The doors of forgiveness are open until the sun rises from the west or your soul is ready to leave your body. Until one of these two things happens, Allahu Jalla wa Ala has left the doors of forgiveness open for you. And He has said, Astaghfiruni, seek forgiveness from me. Fastaghfiruni, aghfir lakum, and I will forgive you. So all you have to do is ask of it. Ask of Him, and He will give you forgiveness. رَحْمَةً بِعِبَادِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. This is a mercy from Him, the Most High. يَعْصُونَهُ وَيُخْطِئُونَ فِي حَقِّهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا تَابُوا تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ. That we disobey Him. We don't do what He asks us to do. And we do what He prohibits us from doing. And He knows this. But even upon that, He says, فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِ أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. knowingly that you will sin, that you will disobey Allah, and he knows this. But even then he says, seek forgiveness. Seek forgiveness. I will forgive you. فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ يَا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْتِغْفَارُ هُوَ طَلَبُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ مِنَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ الْإِسْتِغْفَارُ It is seeking repentance from Allah the Most High. وَالْتَوْبَةُ هِيَ الرُّجُوعُ مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ وَالْمَعَاصِي إِلَى الطَّاعَاتِ And tawbah, it is returning from what is incorrect. Returning from what is incorrect to that which is correct. وَهِيَ وَاجِبَةٌ عَلَى جَمِيعِ الْخَلْقِ It is obligatory upon all of creation. وَعَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ خَاسَّةً And upon the believers specifically. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ O believers, seek forgiveness from Allah, return to Allah. All of you together, O believers, so that you may be successful. But, التَّوْبَةُ يعني الرجوع إلى الحق التوبة is not performed with the tongue by itself. Rather, it has conditions. There is correct توبة. As long as it meets the conditions. What are the conditions? الشرط الأول The first condition. الإقلاع عن الذنوب الإقلاع عن الذنوب أي ترك الذنوب والابتعاد عنها That someone, they should leave off the sin and distance themselves from it. Not that they should just leave it off, right? Not that if someone is committing zina, he says, well, I'm going to leave off zina, but I'm still going to intermingle. I'm still going to talk to them, still going to walk with them, I'm still going to touch them, I'm still going to laugh with them. لا الابتعاد عنها الابتعاد عنها That you put distance between yourself and that sin. You put distance between yourself and that sin. That a person should say, I'm not going to drink. But I will still keep company with the people that drink. I will still keep company with those that drink alcohol. And then I will say, well, I'm not drinking. لا. الابتعاد عنها. You have to place distance between yourself and that affair. You have to place distance between yourself and that affair. الابتعاد عنها. الشرط الثاني. العزم على أن لا يعود إليها إلى الممات. That you should be certain and you should have the desire not to return to that sin until you die. So if you're seeking tawbah for something, you must have the intention, I will not return to this sin until my dying day. Does this mean that if you return and if you have a moment of weakness, and you return to it, your tawbah is not accepted? La. You are weak. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ دَعِيفًا Mankind has been created weak. But you must have the intent. You must have the desire not to return to it. It is not that you say, well, I'm going to seek tawbah, but I still know I have the alcohol in my fridge. I'm not going to throw it out because I know I'm weak. So eventually I'm going to return to it. Why spend money later? It's still sitting there. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ Rather, you must have the intent and the desire. You must have the intent and desire to not return to that sin. Would the brothers please move up a little more so people coming in have room to sit down. بَارَكَ فِيكُمْ الشَّرْطُ الثَّالِثِ النَّدْمُ عَلَى مَا حَصَلَ مِنْهُ مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ لأن الندم يحثه على ترك الذنوب وعلى فعل الطاعات. الندم. You should have sorrow for committing that act. You should be sorry and regretful that you committed that act of disobedience. You should not say, well, I'm not regretful. I did what I did, but I'm going to seek forgiveness. Why? If you're not regretful, you will indeed return to the sin. You will return to the sin. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. وَإِذَا كَانَتِ الْمَعْصِيَةُ بَيْنَ الْعَبْدِ وَبَيْنَ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ. Now if the sin is between yourself and someone from amongst creation, بِأَنْ تَعَدَّ عَلَيْهِمْ أَوْ ظَلَمَهُمْ أَوْ أَكَلَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ, that you were oppressive upon them. Maybe you stole something from them. Maybe you spoke ill of them. Then you have to return the right that you took from that other individual. You must seek forgiveness from that individual. You must seek for that person to forgive you and return the right if you are capable of returning the right. ثُمَّ هُنَاكَ شَرْطٌ عَامٌ. Then there are some general conditions. For example, the tawbah must take place before the angel of death comes to take the ruh from your body. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ الْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يُغَرْغِرْ. Allah will accept the tawbah, the repentance of the slave, مَا لَمْ يُغَرْغِرْ, meaning as long as your soul has not reached your throat and is ready to leave your body. As long as Malak al-Maut has not come down to take your soul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept. He will accept your tawbah. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulullah wa ba'd. The Shaykh writes, Amma ba'd, ayyuhannas, O mankind, ittaqullaha ta'ala, fear Allah the Most High. Innakum tukhti'una billayli wal nahar. Indeed, you make mistakes during the night and during the day, you make mistakes. Wa min rahmati rabbikum bikum an fataha lakum baba tawbati kulla waqt. And from the mercy of Allah upon you is that He has opened the doors of forgiveness for you at all times. There's no time of the day except the doors of forgiveness are not open for you. وَوَعَدَكُمْ أَن يَتَقَبَّلَ مِنْكُمْ. And that He has promised you, He will accept it from you. وَهُوَ لَا يَخْلَفُ وَعْدَهُ. He does not go against His promises. وَمِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ. And from His mercy, أَنْ جَعَلَ لَكُمَ الْمَوَاسِمَ الْعَظِيمَةِ. From His mercy is that He has also made great times for you. Seasons where your actions are enumerated. They're multiplied. Places where your actions are multiplied. So in the month of Ramadan, in the month of Al-Hijjah, in the city of Al-Madina, in the Haram in Al-Madina, in the Haram in Al-Mecca, all of your actions are multiplied. And then you have the last part of the night, the last third of the night, when Allah descends to the lowest heaven, and He asks of His slaves, who is there to ask of me so I may grant it? Who is there to seek forgiveness so I may forgive them? Benefit from these times, my dear brothers and sisters. Barakallahu feekum. Why? إِنَّكُمْ تُخْطِئُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Because you commit mistakes during the day and during the night. So you are in need of righteous good deeds to combat your mistakes, so that your scales of good may be heavier on the day of judgment than your scales of misdeeds, than the scales of your sins. Benefit. For indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. But remember, barakallahu feekum, even with the mercy of Allah jalla wa ala, the majority of mankind is in the jahannam. They are in the hellfire because we do not benefit from the mercy of Allah. We do not go past what is obligatory upon us. So if it is Fajr time, we offer our 2 raka'at and we leave off the sunan. If it is Dhuhr or Maghrib or Isha, we leave off the sunan. We don't go past what Allah has obligated. We fast the month of Ramadan, but then after that we don't fast until the next month of Ramadan. We leave off the fasting on Thursdays. We leave off fasting on Mondays. We leave off fasting the 3 middle days of every month. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, simple deeds that Allah Jalla wa Ala has prescribed for us, they're not obligatory, so that they are not difficult upon mankind, but they are not to be left at all times. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would benefit from them. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum would benefit from them. Because they knew, إِنَّكُمْ تُخْطِئُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, that we commit mistakes. Our desires get the best of us. Right? Our desires get the best of us. You see something you like, and your eyes are not turned away. You hear something you like, and you do not distance yourself from it. You make mistakes. You make mistakes. But Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَأَنَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا, and I forgive all of the sins. فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, seek repentance from me and I will forgive you. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ وَأَقِمُ الصَّلَاةَ.